这一周啊，全网都在聊关于美伊停战啊。
This week, the whole internet has been talking about a ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran.
几期峰会
，Emergency Summit，
全球金融危机的预测等等这些热门话题。
Hot topics such as predicting global financial crises and other similar issues.
但是我呢，想聊个有点冷门的事儿。
But I want to talk about something a little obscure.
哎
，Oh，
就是前不久，在一周之内呢
，Just a few weeks ago，
加拿大总理卡尼连续发布了两个加拿大的国家级战略。
Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau has released two national strategic plans for Canada.
一个是 AI 战略。
One is an AI strategy.
宣布投入23亿加币。
Announcing a $23 billion Canadian dollar investment.
另一个呢是加拿大历史上第一个国家食品安全战略。总投入呢更多是32亿加币。
Another one is the total investment in Canada's first national food safety strategy, which amounts to over 120 million Canadian dollars.
所以您看，这一周之内哈。
So, what do you think about doing this within the next week?
两个主权战略。
Two sovereign strategies.
一个是站在金字塔的最顶端。
One is standing at the top of the pyramid.
要争夺算力和代码。
To compete for computing power and code.
一个呢是踩在了这个需求。
One of them is fulfilling this requirement.
金字塔的最底端，要确保国民要吃得起饭。
The bottom of the pyramid must ensure that people can afford to eat.
这是顶层焦虑和底层困境并存呐。
This is a situation where both high-level anxiety and deep-seated hardship coexist.
那这种天上一脚、地上一脚的阵仗
，This kind of fight where one foot is in the sky and another on the ground.
您不觉得有点魔幻吗
？Don't you think it's a bit magical?
但是有点奇怪的是
，However, it is a bit strange that.
对于这个食品安全战略和这样一个跨度十年的结构性调整
，Regarding this food safety strategy and such a structural adjustment spanning 10 years，
媒体的反应却是非常的冷淡。
This reaction is indeed very cold，
好像没什么兴趣啊。
I don't seem to be interested in anything，
英文媒体也大多数走了个过场。中文的这些自媒体呢，就更几乎是集体沉默了。
English media also mostly went through the motions of Chinese self-media and even more so almost completely silent.
那到底是这个话题太低端吗
？Is this topic too low level?
没有 AI。
Without AI，
还那么容易有流量
？It's so easy to get traffic。
还是这个话题太沉重啊
！This topic is too heavy.
说了容易招骂。
If you say it, people will criticize.
让大家下不去嘴呢
？Let everyone have a good time.
哎。
Oh.
但是当我查完资料之后啊
，However, after I have finished researching the topic,
我觉得这个事儿跟我原来估计的那是完全不一样。
I think this is completely different from what I originally estimated.
真的值得咱们好好的掰扯掰扯。先澄清一点啊。
Let's really have a good discussion and clarify a few things first.
食品安全这四个字啊。
The four words food safety.
在中文的语境里太容易被误解了啊。
It's too easy to be misunderstood in the context of Chinese.
被误解成是食品质量问题。
Misunderstood as a food quality issue.
是那些啊什么三聚氰胺呀。
What are those melamine?
地沟油、添加剂。
Kidding oil additives.
超标这些事儿。
Beyond that.
但是卡尼讲的可不是这个啊。
But what Kenny is talking about isn't that.
他说的是食品保障的安全。
He is talking about the safety of food security.
也就是食品供应链要安全啊。
Therefore, the food supply chain must be safe.
价格体系要安全啊。
The pricing system must be safe.
换句话说吧。
In other words,
这是一个 G7 国家总理站出来说。
This is when the prime minister of a country speaks out.
我们得确保这个国家的老百姓啊，得吃得起饭。
We need to make sure that the people in this country can afford food.
说实话
，Honestly，
我看到这个消息的时候呢
，When I saw this message，
我自己也愣了一下。
I was also surprised.
我呢是70年代后期出生在中国这个山西省的，那时候赶上了。
I was born in the late 1970s, and I grew up in Shaanxi province.
应该算是中国这个物质匮乏年代的尾巴。
This should be considered the tail end of China's era of material scarcity.
但是小的时候呢
？But when I was young,
家里日子也确实不富裕哈。
Life at home is indeed not wealthy.
但是我仔细想了想
But after careful consideration,
这几十年下来
Over the past few decades,
我还真没有为吃饭这件事儿紧张过啊。
I haven't been worried about eating before.
万没想到移民到了一个全民福利的 G7 发达国家，又赶上了这个国家总理站出来说
I never thought that immigrants would come to a country with a recent developed welfare system and also be able to benefit from it.
我们需要一个国家级的战略来确保这个国家的食品供应是安全的。
We need a national strategy to ensure the country's food supply is safe.
还真是有点活久见了。
It's really like seeing a miracle.
说到这儿
，At this point，
可能有的朋友就会说了
，Some friends might say，
说老白
，Old White，
我听明白了
，I understand，
一个发达国家
，A developed country，
现在开始担心吃不起饭
，I'm starting to worry about not being able to afford food，
吃不上饭
，Can't eat，
老白
，Us。
你是这意思吧
？Is this what you mean？
你又想唱衰加拿大蹭流量
？You're trying to bash Canada for attention，
对吧
？Right？
啊
？Oh，
这回还真不是啊。
This time it's really not。
我想说他值得咱们掰扯掰扯。
I want to say that he deserves our discussion。
因为这个事儿，它不只是加拿大的事儿。
Because this matter is not just a Canadian issue.
但是呢，只有加拿大把它当回事儿。
But only Canada takes it seriously.
好。
Okay.
咱们不卖关子啊。
Let's not beat around the bush.
先回答这个最根本的问题。
First, answer the most fundamental question.
加拿大，一个传统的农业大国。
Canada, a traditional agricultural country.
资源大国，真的会有吃不上饭的危险吗
？Will resource-rich countries really face the risk of starvation? Well,
答案是忍饥挨饿的风险绝对没有。加拿大是全球最大的小麦和油菜籽的出口国之一啊。
The answer is that the risk of starvation and hunger is absolutely not Canada. Canada is one of the largest wheat and rapeseed exporters in the world.
农产品那是相当丰富。
The agricultural products are quite abundant.
每年农产品出口的总额呢超过1000亿加币。
The total amount of agricultural products exported each year exceeds 1 billion Canadian dollars.
那纯粹按热量计算
simply by calculating calories.
加拿大生产的粮食够全国人吃两遍。
Canada produces enough food to feed its people twice.
换句话说
In other words,
别说现在这4000多万人
Don't say that there are now more than 4 million people.
就是再来4000多万
Another 4 million.
也饿不死。
I won't die of hunger.
那卡尼为什么还要搞这个食品安全战略呢？
Why does Nikani still pursue this food safety strategy? Well,
这不挺富富有余吗?
Isn't this a bit extravagant?
因为问题不在热量。
Because the problem is not heat.
在结构。加拿大的食品体系啊。
In the structure of Canada's food system,
有一个非常特殊的这么一个特征啊。
There is a very special feature.
就是热量很过剩。
The reason is that there's too much heat.
但是营养靠进口。
However, nutrition relies on imports.
根据这次国家食品安全战略发布的数据啊。
According to the data released by the National Food Safety Strategy,
加拿大 88% 的新鲜水果和坚果是靠进口的。
88% of Canada's fresh fruits and nuts are imported.
72% 的蔬菜也是靠进口。
72% of vegetables are imported.
其中一半得来自美国。
Half of them come from the United States.
加拿大出口的是小麦和大豆。
Canada is known for its wheat and soybeans.
但是老百姓餐桌上需要的西红柿、蔬菜。
However, the vegetables needed on the tables of hundreds of households.
水果这些东西都得从加州啊。
These fruits and vegetables have to come from California.
或者什么地方运过来。
Where did it come from?
那一旦贸易关系出问题。
Once the trade relationship is in trouble,
这个供应链如果卡住了
If this supply chain is disrupted,
加拿大人饿不死
Canadians don't starve.
但是呢你只能啃面包了、啊、
But you can only eat bread and rice.
这是第一个问题
This is the first question.
但是更关键的是
However, what is more important is that
第二个加拿大的食品和加工业的 GDP 呢
The second GDP of the food and processing industry in Canada
仅比初级农业高 10%
Only 10% higher than primary agriculture.
那同样的数字呢
What about the same number?
法国是要高出 30%
France wants to increase by 30%.
美国和德国要高出 70%。
The United States and Germany are 70% higher.
也就是说，加拿大的食品加工业
That is the food processing industry in Canada.
哎，这的确是有点拉胯啊。
This is indeed quite disappointing.
加拿大把原粮啊这个产品卖出去，在高价买回来。
Canada sells its original grains and then buys them back at a higher price.
别人加工好的成品。
Finished products made by others.
简单说就是卖大豆。
Simply put, it's about selling soybeans.
还得买豆腐。
Still need to buy tofu.
赚的是辛苦钱。
Earning is hard earned.
富的是品牌溢价。
The rich are one brand.
还有第三个麻烦是在食品供应体系上。
The third problem is in the food supply system.
尤其在零售端，加拿大的食品市场呢被五家巨头垄断了超过75%的份额。
Especially in the retail food market of Canada, more than 75% of the shares are monopolized by 5 major companies.
这个数据呢
This data
是来自2023年加拿大官方的报告。
This is a report from the official Canadian government in 2023.
那么在这次战略文件中呢
So in this strategic document,
这个数字也被反复引用。
This number has been repeatedly cited.
这五家连锁巨头控制了整个食品的供应链。
These five major chains control the entire food supply chain.
那独立的这些小超市的这些杂货商
These independent small grocery stores
你甚至就没有办法直接接触初级的分销渠道。
You even can't directly contact the primary distribution channels.
你想买
You want to buy.
你就得从这些巨头级别的竞争对手
You have to compete with these giants.
他们所有的那些批发商那儿去采购
They all go to those wholesalers to buy.
那自然这些独立的这些杂货商啊
Of course, these independent grocers
这些小超市的老板
These small supermarket owners
他的生存空间就几乎是被绞杀得干干净净啊。
His living space is almost completely annihilated.
被捏得死死的。消费者呢，也就等于你没有更多的选择。
The consumers who are squeezed dry will be left with no choice.
你是可以在不同品牌的超市之间换来换去。
You can go to different supermarkets and buy groceries.
但是价格差异其实并没有那么大。
However, the price difference is actually not that big.
也就是说，你只能在贵和更贵之间去选择。
That means you can only choose between the expensive and more expensive options.
因为所有货架后面站着的差不多都是这同气连枝的五大巨头。
Because all the shelves behind are occupied by these five giants who look almost identical.
过去的政府啊
Past governments.
包括特鲁多政府呢
Including the Trudeau government.
也采取过很多措施
I have also taken many measures.
说跟这五个巨头要约谈啊
Tell them to arrange a meeting with me, these five big guys.
甚至说要吓唬他们
Even said to scare them
说你们要再不控制价格
Tell them that if they don't control the prices
我们就要给你加税是怎么怎么样
We are going to tax you How is this?
但是最后呢基本都没什么用
But in the end, most of them were useless
也就不了了之了
Then it's just brushed aside
这些到底是巨头们太硬
These are probably because the giants are too tough.
还是政府就没太使劲呢
The government hasn't really put in enough effort.
咱就不细说了啊。
Let's not go into details.
我也不想给自己添这个堵。
I don't want to add this burden on myself.
反正啊这些原因呢，累计起来就造成了加拿大在2026年初的食品通胀率一度达到了 6.2%。
Well, these reasons, when accumulated, caused Canada's food inflation rate to reach 6.2% in early 2026.
您别小看这数字啊。
Don't underestimate this number.
这数字远超其他的机器成员国。
This number far exceeds that of other machine state members.
但这个问题呢，也不完全是全球通胀的问题。
But this problem is not entirely a global inflation issue.
而更多是加拿大自身的市场结构的问题。
The problem is mainly about expanding one's market structure.
那么这些结构性问题直接传导到了老百姓的生活体感上。
So these structural problems directly affect people's daily life experience.
那就是实打实的是真的感觉到困难了。
It's really difficult to feel.
有一个数字啊。
Here is a number.
说这个加拿大的这个食品银行。
I'm talking about this food bank in Canada.
也就是 Food Bank Canada. 是加拿大全国最大的反饥饿组织。
Food Bank Canada is the largest anti-hunger organization in Canada.
他们每年都会发布一份叫做 Hunger Count。
They publish a report called Hunger Count every year.
就是这个饥饿者统计的这么一个年度报告。
This is the annual report published by the Hunger Watch.
那么2025年版的报告里边显示，
According to the report for 2025,
当年的三月，单月
In that month of March,
实物银行访问量达到了220万人次。
The number of physical bank visits reached 220,000.
在过去六年当中呢，翻了一倍。
In the past 6 years, it has doubled.
而其中呢 ,71.2 万人次呢是儿童。
And among these, 71.2 million were children.
这里边还有一个更扎心的数据。
There's another data point that really hits home.
这220万人里边有 19% 的人是有正经工作的。
19% of these 220 people have legitimate jobs.
甚至是全职工作的。
Even full-time jobs.
也就是说，
That is to say,
有工作，按时上班。
Have a job and go to work on time.
正常纳税的人却越来越多地出现在领取免费食物生活的队伍里。
More and more ordinary taxpayers are appearing in the queue for free food.
所以基于上述这些背景呢，
Therefore, based on the above background information,
6月11号，卡尼在多伦多发布这个加拿大有史以来第一个国家食品安全战略，32亿加币十年。
On November 11th, Ken announced in Toronto that Canada will have the first national food safety strategy in its history with a budget of 320 million Canadian dollars over 10 years.
他说了一句话。
He said a sentence.
说一个国家的主权取决于他能不能喂饱自己，给自己供应。
A country's sovereignty depends on its ability to feed itself and be self-sufficient.
能保卫自己。聊到这儿啊，
That's all there is to it.
更进一步的问题就出来了。
The next question arises.
仅仅是加拿大在为将来的吃饭问题发愁吗？
Are Canada and the future of food only concerned about...
咱们花几分钟时间啊。
Let's spend a few minutes.
快速扫一圈。
Quickly scan.
咱不说别的。
Let's not talk about anything else.
咱就说这 G7, 这个其他六个成员国。
What I'm saying is that the other six countries, including G7,
看看他们在食品供应安全这件事情上日子过得怎么样。
How are they doing in terms of food supply?
先看德国啊。
First, let's look at Germany.
很多人可能注意到。
Many people may have noticed.
最近这个德国这个基础问题呢是基建。默斯政府得修改宪法。
Recently, the German government has been facing a fundamental issue whether to amend its constitution regarding infrastructure.
还能借出5000亿欧元去更新维护那些年久失修的道路桥梁。
This will allow the government to borrow 5 billion euros to update and maintain those roads and bridges that have been in disrepair for years.
但是其实德国在餐桌上的困境啊。
However, Germany's predicament at the table is actually
比基建更隐蔽。
More covert than infrastructure.
也更深层。
More profound.
2024年初啊。
Early 2024.
德国联邦内阁就通过了一份叫做良好营养战略的国家级食品政策。核心目标之一呢。
The German Federal Cabinet has approved a national food policy core objective called the Good Nutrition Strategy.
是2030年前要把 30% 的农田转为有机耕作啊。
The goal is to convert 30% of farmland to organic farming by 2030.
在成名时期啊。
During the period of fame.
那这肯定是环保的美德呀。
That must be the virtue of environmental protection.
但是在俄乌冲突导致全球化肥供应链加上这个美伊战争啊。
However, the global fertilizer supply chain has been disrupted by the Russia-Ukraine conflict and compounded by the US-Iran war.
霍尔木兹海峡一封闭，这个化肥价格飙涨。
The closure of the Strait of Hormuz has caused a surge in fertilizer prices.
在这样的一种供应链重组的背景下，
In such a context of supply chain restructuring,
那这个激进的目标就直接推高了本土农产品的生产成本。
Therefore, the goal of this machine is to directly increase the production cost of local agricultural products.
更要命的是呢
？What's even more serious is
德国政府为了填补这个所谓的绿色转型所留下的财政窟窿。
The German government, in order to fill the financial hole left by this so-called green transition,
开始要尝试取消啊
start to try canceling,
给予农民的这个柴油的税收补贴
this tax subsidy for diesel given to farmers.
那这种做法呢，也直接引爆了德国现代史上最大规模的农民抗议。
This practice has also directly triggered the largest scale farmer protest in German history.
那拖拉机都快围攻柏林了。
The tractor almost surrounded Berlin.
农民的愤怒非常简单。
Farmers are very angry.
你们站在顶层设计不切实际啊。
Your top level design is unrealistic.
给我们搞什么碳中和餐桌啊。
What carbon neutrality table are you talking about?
但我们这些农民啊，在田地里边拖拉机都快开不起了。
But we farmers are having trouble starting our tractors in the fields.
还怎么种地呀？
How else can I farm?
德国有一套全欧最著名的民间食品救济网络啊。
Germany has the most famous and comprehensive food aid network in Europe.
叫做泰菲尔。
Called TIV.
专门是收集超市即将过期的食品呢免费发给穷人和难民。
Specifically, it collects food that is about to expire in supermarkets and distributes it for free to the poor and refugees.
就是这么一个机构啊。
It's just such an organization.
在2025年和2026年
In 2025 and 2026
这个全德国超过900家的这个泰菲尔救济站
This Tafil relief station, which covers more than 900 locations across Germany
这网点呢陷入了史上最严峻的供需双向绞杀。
This outlet is caught in the most severe supply and demand tug of war in history.
一方面
On the one hand,
由于通胀，前来排队领救济粮的德国本国民众和庞大的那些乌克兰
Due to inflation, German citizens and a large number of Ukrainians have come to queue for food stamps.
中东难民的数量是几何级的爆发。
The number of refugees from the Middle East has exploded exponentially.
但另一方面呢
？However, on the other hand,
超市的日子也不好过啊。
It's not easy to work in a supermarket.
那就得进行这个精细化的成本控制。
Then we need to implement fine-grained cost control.
那能够捐赠出来的这个陈余的这些食品啊
The food that can be donated, these are quite a lot.
这个粮食啊也在大幅的减少。
The amount of grain is also decreasing significantly.
那结果呢，就是大量的这个刚才说的泰菲尔这网点，救济网点被迫宣布停止接收新的登记者。
The result is that a large number of the previously mentioned TEFL shelter and other shelters have been forced to stop accepting new applicants.
换句话说，
In other words,
德国这个老牌发达国家现在食品救济站不够用了。
Germany, a traditional developed country, is now facing food shortage at its food banks.
咱们再看英国。
Let's look at the UK again.
他们有个约瑟夫·朗特里基金会啊。
They have a Joseph Langton Foundation.
这是英国最权威的贫困研究机构，成立已经超过百年了。
This is the most authoritative poverty research institution in Britain, which has been established for over a century.
他们每年发布的这个相关报告显示啊，
The annual report they publish shows that
英国食品不安全人口啊，
British food safety population
就是在两年内已经暴增了280万。
In just 2 years, it has increased by 2.8 million.
这个涨幅超过了60%。
This increase is more than 60%.
那么还有310万的儿童呢？
So there are still 310,000 children.
受食物贫困的影响。
Affected by food insecurity.
英国最大的食物银行网络叫 Trussell Trust。
The largest food bank network in the UK is called Trussell Trust.
2024年到2025年度呢，发放了289万份的紧急食物包裹。
In fiscal years 2024 and 2025, a total of 289,000 emergency food packages were distributed.
同时
At the same time,
英国的食品和非酒精饮料价格呢，也在过去五年里累计上涨了38.6%。
The prices of food and non-alcoholic beverages in the UK have also increased by 38.6% over the past 5 years.
而同时呢，斯达莫政府呢做了一件事儿。
At the same time, the government of Chad did something.
也就很说明问题啊。
This really explains everything.
他们把英国的这个对外国际发展援助的这部分钱呢，占 GDP 的比例从 0.7% 砍到了 0.3%。
They reduced a proportion of the UK's foreign aid budget to GDP from 0.7% to 0.3%.
理由呢，是国内财政的压力太大。
The reason is that the domestic financial pressure is too great.
也就是说，一个素来以国际责任为立国叙事的国家。
In other words, a country that has always based its founding narrative on international responsibility.
现在说，不好意思。
Now, excuse me.
我得先顾我自己了。
I have to take care of myself first.
日本的情况呢，就更典型了啊。
The situation in Japan is even more typical.
全球最大的儿童权利倡导组织之一叫 Save the Children Japan.
One of the largest child rights advocacy organizations in the world is Save the Children Japan.
他们在2025年呢，做了一个对将近7900户日本的低收入家庭啊。
In 2025, they conducted a study on nearly 7,900 low-income Japanese households.
包括超过14000名的儿童的调查，结果显示啊。
According to a survey involving over 14,000 children.
超过 90% 的受访家庭呢，表示
More than 90% of the surveyed families indicated that
因为食品涨价
due to rising food prices
他们无力为孩子购买足够的食物
They are unable to afford enough food for their children
60% 的这些受访家庭呢，已经停止购买部分主食。
60% of these surveyed families have stopped buying some staple foods.
您得知道，日本的粮食自给率。
You need to know Japan's food self-sufficiency rate.
可是只有 38%。
But only 38%.
那即使是按热量来计算。
Even if calculated by calories.
这个自给率也妥妥的是近期最低。
This self-sufficiency rate is definitely the lowest in G period.
那加拿大刚才咱们说了。
Canada, as we just mentioned.
那人家是热量是过剩啊。
That house is too hot.
但日本你看连热量都自给不了。
But look at Japan, it can't even produce its own energy.
也就是说日本的整个食品体系几乎是完全建立在进口之上。
In other words, Japan's entire food system is almost entirely based on imports.
那同样的食品安全问题。
The same food safety issues.
日本是相当脆弱的。
Japan is quite vulnerable.
但同时啊，日本的劳动者的实际工资呢，已经连续四年下跌。
However, at the same time, the actual wages of Japanese workers have fallen for four consecutive years.
是，名义工资是涨了 2.4%。
The nominal wage increased by 2.4%.
但是消费价格呢，同期涨了 3.7%。
However, the consumer price index rose by 3.7% year on year.
在过去一年呢
？In the past year,
这个实际工资全年没有一个月能够进入到正的增长区间里。
The actual salary has not been in a positive growth range for any month throughout the year.
那恩格尔系数呢，也升到了1981年以来的最高水平。
The Engel coefficient has also reached a level not seen since 1981.
也就是说
That is to say,
日本这么一个以精致生活著称的国家
Japan, a country renowned for its refined lifestyle.
但是国民的餐桌上的状况呢
However, the situation on the tables of ordinary people
哎，某种程度上正在退回到40年以前。
To some extent, we are returning to the situation of 40 years ago.
当然还有美国哈，美国农业部2025年12月30号发布了最后一份食品安全年度报告。
When the U.S. Department of Agriculture released its final Food Safety Annual Report on December 30, 2025.
那为啥是最后一份？
Why is it the last one?
这一会儿解释。这个报告显示啊，
This report shows that at this time,
2024年有4790万美国人处于食品不安全状态。
In 2024, there were 4.79 million Americans who experienced food insecurity.
也就是说
That is to say,
每七个家庭里就有一个。
One in seven families.
那这还是2024年哈。
It's 2024.
在经济相对强劲。
In an economy that is relatively strong,
失业率还比较低的年份。
In years with relatively low unemployment rates,
华盛顿最有影响力的一个社会政策研究机构啊。
One of the most influential social policy research institutions in Washington,
叫做城市研究院。
City Research Institute,
在2026年的3月份的报告显示呢。
According to the report in March 2026,
美国有孩子的家庭当中
In the United States, among families with children,
有近三分之一
Nearly one third,
经历过食品不安全
Experienced food safety issues,
就是那种吃了上顿没下顿的不安全啊。
It's like being in a situation where you don't know if you'll have food tomorrow.
三分之一这个比例还是很惊人的。
The ratio of one third is still quite amazing.
但另一边呢
？However, on the other hand,
2025年7月份
，July 2025。
共和党呢对那个 SNAP 就是那个覆盖了4200万美国人的联邦食品券的项目呢进行了史上最大规模的削减总额超过了1870亿美元
The Republican Party has made the largest ever cuts to the SNAP program which covers over 40 million Americans totaling over $1.8 trillion
也有一份追踪的数据显示
There is also a tracking data showing that
截止到2026年的2月份
As of February 2026
已经有350万人失去了食品方面的援助
350 people have lost their food assistance
当然削减援助共和党有自己的道理啊。
Of course, there are reasons for cutting aid to the Republican Party
因为很多人拿这个钱以后就不工作了啊。
Many people after receiving this money stop working.
就躺那儿去躺平了。
Just lie there and stay still.
当然最让人揪心的不是这个削减本身。
What's most heartbreaking is not the cut itself.
而是美国农业部直接宣布终止运行了30年的食品安全年度调查。
Instead, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced that it would directly terminate its 30-year food safety annual survey program.
你说这个操作就让人就有点想不通了哈。
I think this operation is a bit confusing.
这不就是解决不了问题
？This is not a solution.
就是解决提出问题的人嘛。
It's about solving the problem that someone has raised.
所以这个操作呢，也被哥伦比亚大学贫困与社会政策中心。
Therefore, this operation was also carried out by the Center for Poverty and Social Policy at Columbia University.
称之为国家经济福祉数据的关键缺口。哈。
This is a key gap in national economic well-being data.
是不统计了。
I won't count it.
那问题也就不存在了。近期里边
，That problem no longer exists. 7 miles away.
还有法国啊，法国的经济研究观测站 OFCE 呢，隶属于巴黎政治学院。
And there is also French Observatory of Economic and Financial Analysis (OFS), which is affiliated with Sciences Po.
他们2025年的研究呢，揭示了一个法国的这么一个反常现象。
Their research in 2025 revealed an unusual phenomenon in France.
说2014年到2024年间
，During the period from 2014 to 2024,
法国的就业率呢是上升了5.3%。
The unemployment rate in France has risen by 5.3%.
但是贫困率反而上升了2.6%啊。
But the poverty rate actually increased by 2.6%.
有工作不等于不穷啊。
Having a job doesn't necessarily mean being rich.
这就是让人觉得有点反直觉的地方。
This is what makes it a bit counterintuitive.
那法国最大的食品慈善机构啊
，The largest food charity in France，
爱心餐厅呢，年发放量也从38年前的850万份餐食呢，增长到了最近的1.7亿份。
The number of meals provided by the Love Restaurant has increased from 8.5 million in 1988 to 17 million in the latest year.
这个机构自身也一度面临着关停危机。
This institution itself also faced a crisis of closure.
而在欧盟层面，被逼到绝路的法国、荷兰农民也一样开着拖拉机上街堵路啊。
And in France and the Netherlands, which are also under pressure from the EU, farmers have also taken to the streets with their tractors.
最终逼得布鲁塞尔呢，要废除了那个保留 4% 休耕地来保护生物多样性的这么一个生态红线条款。
Finally, Brussels was forced to abolish the clause that stipulated a 4% reserve of arable land for biodiversity conservation.
那底层老百姓也在用这种最激烈的方式来告诉这些管政策的人。
The ordinary people were also using this most direct way to tell those in charge of policy.
我们是扛不住了啊。
We can't take it anymore.
G7 最后呢是意大利。欧盟统计局的数据显示呢
,According to the latest data from Eurostat, the Statistical Office of the European Union, there are seven.
意大利2025年的贫困风险率是 18.6。
In 2025, the poverty risk rate in Italy is 18.6.
这是 G7 欧洲成员里边最高的。有关的研究机构的报告呢
?This is a recent report from one of the highest ranking research institutions in Europe.
也显示出有近800万。
It also shows that there are nearly 8 million.
意大利人呢是处于食品匮乏的状态。
The Italians are in a state of food scarcity.
800万这就不少。
That's a lot.
而且呢，意大利还有一个底层塌陷的定时炸弹是人口。
Moreover, Italy also has a hidden time bomb, its population.
2025年
,2025,
意大利仅仅出生了 35.5 万个婴儿。
Italy has only given birth to 35.5 million babies.
创下了1861年建国以来的最低。
Achieved the lowest since its founding in 1861.
那预计到2025年
It is estimated that by 2025,
意大利劳动年龄的人口将减少780万。
The number of Italian citizens in the working age will decrease by 7.8 million.
一个找不到足够的年轻人来去种地和运货的这个国家
A country that cannot find enough young people to farm and transport goods.
那你说它的食品供应安全肯定也只会越来越脆弱
Then you can say that his food supply safety will definitely become more and more fragile.
好
Okay.
这一圈扫完，咱们就可以清楚地看到。
Once you've swept the entire area, you'll be able to clearly see the results.
不只是加拿大这一个国家啊。
Not just Canada, but also other countries.
要为这个吃饭问题发愁。
I'm worried about this food problem.
整个 G7 所有成员国在食品供应安全保障这条线上没有一个是轻松的。那这是为什么呢
?All member states have faced challenges in ensuring food supply security recently, and this is due to a number of factors.
确实很奇怪。
That's really weird.
怎么这些全世界最富裕最发达的国家
How is it that some of the world's richest and most developed countries
却反过来会在吃饭啊
However, it will be reversed in eating.
甚至温饱这么一个最基本的层面上
Even at the level of basic subsistence
好像日子都不太好过呢
It seems like things haven't been going well lately.